Broadway. And, you know, we've got this wonderful mix of guests because we've also got a wine expert on the phone from Italy. And I think we want to speak to him as well. In fact, I think we'll go to him now. And Christian, I'm sure you're a wine drinker.
I will drink wine.
All right. So we've got a star of the wine world, a star of the stage and silver screen. We're also welcoming Lamberto Frescobaldi, Vice President of the Marchese di Frescobaldi Winery. Welcome to the show,
Hello, thank you. Nice to be with you and to talk about wine. And thank you for saying that I'm a wine expert. I would say I'm a wine drinker also.
Okay, well then I guess everybody here is a wine drinker as well. Now, I want to talk to you about something that on the face of it, I would say, I don't know, a new orange wine. Tell us about your orange wine.
The orange wine, it's funny enough, it's not new at all because that is, we call it cupra ramato. Ramato, it's the Italian word to say copper, and it's made with Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio is a variety with a gray skin, and if you leave the juice in contact with the skin, it takes this blush color that is actually very, very amusing, very nice. Very, I would say, you know, when you look at it and you pour into your wine, it's not those dark red wines, and it's not the white wine. It's that blush wine that I think it puts you in the right mood on a Friday.
Well, it's a very high-end wine for special occasions such as what we're having Monday in Italy. It's the bank holiday that we mentioned that's happening in England and around Europe. It's also happening in Italy. It's a big one in Italy, the Festa della Repubblica. So that's the reason why you are bringing out the special bottles of wine. Tell us, do people drink more wine or less wine when we're having troubles such as we see them in Italy right now?
Well, that's a good question. And if we want to, you know, just kick back, of course we drink more. But to be very honest, this is a tough moment in Italy, in Europe, and we are a little bit more concerned. But yet the same, we like to enjoy good things, good quality, a good standard of life. The Festa della Repubblica, it's now 66 years that Italy is a republic. So we are a young country. Believe it or not, because of course everybody looks at Italy as a very ancient country, but it is only 66 years, it's a republic, and we have to open the best bottles to cheer that.
Well,
and so.
Well, can I ask you a question about how, you know, the European debt crisis is going on and on and on. How big of a concern is it for you and your business? I mean, it seems like it's hanging over everybody.
Yeah, to be very honest, we're all very concerned about what is happening. In my business, honestly, we've been lucky, very lucky or very good on running a business. We've had the last 2 years, 2010 and 2011, the best years ever. And 2012 is pretty much stable as last year.
All right.
So it's but why this? Because Italians, you know, it's a small country overall. So the most successful country firms in Italy have been over time looking at export markets.
Okay. Well,
we have 95 countries where we export our wine.
Oh, well, so they're still going strong. Well, thank you for joining us, sir. And happy June 2nd Republic Day for the Italian National Holiday. Lamberto Frescobaldi, Vice President, Marchese di Frescobaldi Wines.